This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotion, a segment heard this time each day. So I want to talk today and again tomorrow and ask this question, what is prayer? Most people think of prayer as a way to contact God and they practice prayer more or less frequently regardless of the label they attach to themselves. They could be church people or they may not be. In a cartoon that I saw, a little boy asked his parents, who are atheists, do you think God knows that we don't believe in him? I think instinctively people believe in God. People pray to God, many millions of people. Today, not many people talk about praying to God, although if you ask them, I think they're more than happy to talk to you. And it's most unusual these days to see a family, for example, holding hands around a table, saying grace before they have the meal. But if you walk into a church, you might see some people kneeling down to pray. So why are they doing that? And what is prayer about anyway? And I think we can just give a simple explanation that prayer is lifting your mind and heart to God. And it's our direct line with heaven, a communication process that allows us to talk to God. Because really, God wants us to communicate with him, just like a person-to-person phone call. Mobile phones and other devices, they've become a necessity to many people today. We've got Bluetooth devices, Blackberries, talking computers, and all these, they're means of communication that allow two or more people to interact, to respond to one another. That is prayer. Now, some people think that this is very complicated, but really, as I just said, prayer is talking to God, and then God talking to us. So it's a two-way communication. Billy Graham says that prayer to God is like a child's conversation with his father. It is natural for a child to ask his father for the things he needs. So how long since you've prayed to God? Because God is personal. This is critical to understand because it means that God is a person, not a thing up there somewhere. God is a God that we can interact with, that God has a will, that we're able to relate to him just as I'm relating to you today. But if he were impersonal, then prayer would not be meaningful. But he is personal. He's caring, he's not distant, he's there, and of course prayer does serve a purpose. So not only is God personal, but the Bible tells us in several places that he's loving. Now this is also important. Now if God were personal, but if he was unkind, then prayer might in fact do more harm than good, and why would anyone want to pray to someone like that? But God is not only loving, he is all-loving, and that means that God always desires the best for us because God loves us. There's another word we use sometimes, omnipotent, meaning powerful, meaning that no prayer is beyond his ability to answer. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. So if God were less than powerful, then we would have no assurance. In fact, we'd probably say, oh, I'm wasting my time praying. But it's really supreme. God is supremely in charge of everything that's going on. I mean, God is God. There is no surprises. He is not taken by surprise. We may not understand the way he works. In fact, Isaiah 55 says that my thoughts are not your thoughts and neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, and so my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's from Isaiah 55. Anyone can pray. You can pray. And the best way to learn is to just start. Yes, just start talking to God sincerely from your heart, just like you would talk to someone who loves you and someone that you know that you can trust. Now, we don't need fancy words to recite or phrases to chant. In fact, the Bible says that God actually dislikes that sort of thing. The scripture says, when you're praying, don't use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they'll be heard for their many words. Therefore, Jesus says, don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So we talk to lots of people, and we can also talk to our Father God. Well, Lord, how great it is to know that that vehicle of communication is there. Prayer. Lord, help us and teach us how to pray to you today. Amen.